Rami Newell is an American-Canadian filmmaker, photographer, and multidisciplinary artist who splits her time between British Columbia and Oregon. Her moving image work has been screened at film festivals and in galleries and museums and other art spaces throughout the U.S., Canada, the United Kingdom, Europe, Australia, including the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. An award-winning director, Rami Newell currently teaches film studies, video production, and documentary film at the University of British Columbia, Okanagan campus. Her most recent work, titled A Good Wolf, is a world premiere at Mountain Film 2024. A Good Wolf is a feature-length documentary that follows three groups of Alaskans as they find diverging ways to navigate a volatile controversy surrounding a single tract of land in the northeast boundary of Denali National Park. This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with Rami about A Good Wolf and her life and work in general. Rami, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Susan. It's a delight to be here.
Thank you. So you grew up in the Pacific Northwest, which early on triggered an appreciation for open spaces, forests, and mountains. But filmmaking, what or who set you on a path to become a multidisciplinary, easy for me to say, artist?
Sure. Yeah. I took a bit of a circuitous route, I would say, to filmmaking. I started my visual arts career as a photographer, and I did a lot of magazine photography. And I moved into moving images when I went back to school and studied fine art photography. And I became more and more interested in some of the video work that a lot of internationally exhibiting photographers were utilizing. And so I started experimenting with video work, and that sent me down the path of filmmaking. And I did my first graduate program at University of Colorado at Boulder in their documentary media program. And then I finished my graduate school at the University of British Columbia and developed my filmmaking practice through that route. So that's how I landed there. It wasn't really a very straightforward route. I didn't dream of being a filmmaker when I was a kid, but here I am.
And here we are. So how did your doc, A Good Wolf, come into being? Did the 2017 Nat Geo article on the subject of that ongoing conflict I alluded to earlier in the introduction, the one among government authorities, trappers, and wildlife activists, did that just grab your attention, or were you tapped by a third party to put that narrative into film form?
Yeah, great question. I was taking a break after finishing a short documentary that I had made actually in Colorado at a wolf sanctuary there, and I was finishing up my graduate study, and a friend of mine who I formerly worked with in Colorado at an environmental nonprofit, she had recently taken over as the executive director of a nonprofit called Alaska Wildlife Alliance. And she called me up and she said, hey, what are you working on right now? And I said, well, I'm actually sort of in between projects. And she said, there's this issue up here in Alaska, and I'm wondering if you might be interested in looking into it to see if we might be able to make a film about it. And so that's how I got involved, is I was invited by Alaska Wildlife Alliance, and they've been an amazing partner throughout the filmmaking process.
Terrific. So that was the answer, was really the third party sort of got you into the swing of this film. So
yes, very much so.
How long did it take you to make A Good Wolf? What were your greatest challenges in this project and your greatest triumphs?
Yeah, it has been a journey for sure. I've been working on this film since 2019, so just about 5 years.
Wow.
And while a 5-year timeline isn't all that uncommon for a feature-length documentary like this, we were certainly delayed by the pandemic. That put a big kink in our production schedule, and so it probably would have only been, 3 to 4 years if we hadn't been delayed by COVID. So that was a big challenge for us, was just working around all the restrictions for the pandemic, trying to maintain our momentum, in terms of our access to the story and people's excitement about telling the story. So that was a big challenge, but we overcame it by making sure that we got back up there as soon as we were legally allowed to, and as soon as we were able to do so safely. And then, you know, other challenges are pretty common to independent filmmakers. There was the challenge of getting enough funding to complete the film, for sure. And then just the logistical challenges of filming in, you know, rugged interior Alaska. We were sometimes filming in minus 30 weather. We had to carry lots of heavy equipment many miles into the backcountry. So there are just those challenges, too.
Wow. Congrats for getting it done. So,
thanks.
As discussed, the explicit story of A Good Wolf is all about exploring the divergent viewpoints of the key players that mentioned before in the context of the lengthy, emotionally charged, and continuing battle about how wolves, and I guess in this context also bears, are managed on this particular stretch of land. But is there also a more subtle through line that is somewhat redolent of today's political headlines as they endlessly feature competing factions in our country? Please talk about the subtext of A Good Wolf if you see those parallels.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Susan. And I think that that is one of the things that I really wanted to highlight in the film. You know, I often tell people that this film is almost more about people than it is about wolves. And I think that wolves have become this sort of symbolic proxy for the way that we relate to each other about so many things in this country and in other countries as well. And I really wanted to sort of dive into what the real issues are, you know, what we're talking about when we talk about wolves. And I wanted to maybe complicate that a little bit and give people something to think about in terms of the ways that they relate to, quote unquote, the other side. And so I hope that that is something that people take away, you know, that there are legitimate concerns from many angles and that no one issue is black and white, and it's hard sometimes to wade through those differences in our value systems and the way that we see the world. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to find a way to do that.
No kidding, and amen. In what ways is A Good Wolf similar to your past work? In what key ways is it different?
A Good Wolf is different in that just the scope of the undertaking, I think. You know, it's a pretty ambitious project, and it's by far the largest and most long-term film that I've completed. I think that because of the length of the film, I've worked only in short form before. So I think the length of the film really gave me the space to really explore some of those deeper issues with a lot of nuance. And so in that way, I think it's quite different. It's the same in terms of the themes that I'm interested in all of my work. I'm really interested in the relationship between humans and the non-human world, so the land and the animals on the land. And so I think thematically it's very similar, and also stylistically I definitely have a visual and acoustic voice as a filmmaker. And so I think there's some consistencies there in terms of form as well.
Okay, thank you very much. So in addition to being a filmmaker, as mentioned in the introduction, you're also a photographer. How do your two principal disciplines feed into each other? Do you see them, and I'm sure the answer is yes, do you see them as complementary?
Oh yeah, of course, right? That was my path into filmmaking was my experience as a photographer, and I relate to the world very visually, you know, and I think very visually when I'm thinking about an issue or a story. I'm thinking in pictures, and I think that makes it really easy for me to collaborate with another cinematographer as well. I was really fortunate to have a super talented cinematographer on my crew, and it was really easy for us to work together and both be filming and to communicate clearly. And I'm really proud of the gorgeous images that we were able to make for A Good Wolf. So yeah, definitely informs my filmmaking practice.
Of course. Thank you. And finally, what are you looking forward to most about your visit to Telluride and to Mountain Film?
I mean, Mountain Film is always such an excellent festival, both in terms of its programming and in terms of its audience. Its audience is always so engaged. All the screenings are packed. So I'm really looking forward to, number one, sharing this story and this film with Mountain Film audiences. I can't wait to see their reactions and hear their questions And I'm just so excited, and so is my crew. And then I'm also looking forward to reconnecting with people that I haven't seen since I was last at Mountain Film, probably, which was 6 years ago. So I'm really excited about coming to Telluride in a couple weeks.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Rami. This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Rami Newell about her upcoming feature-length world premiere at Mountain Film, A Good Wolf. Thanks again, Rami.
Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.